This magazine must be returned in the container within 30 days. Connect the Dots newsletter of the South Carolina State Library Talking Book Services, published quarterly by the South Carolina State Library Talking Book Services. This newsletter contains 12 pages. This is Volume 42, Issue 3, Summer 2016. Approximate reading time, 19 minutes. Volunteer Spotlight, Stacy Etheridge. We've had the pleasure of working with one of our patrons, Stacy Etheridge, this summer. She is a participant in a program sponsored by the South Carolina Commission for the Blind that helps teens get work experience during the summer. For the entire month of June, Stacy helped us with collection maintenance by pulling worn large print off the shelf and removing the records from our catalog. She has moved hundreds of books while doing this project. She also assisted with inspecting returned digital books and removing old cassette books that need to be sent for recycling. Stacy has been a user of Talking Books for many years. We remember her as a young child who came to our library for our summer reading parties. We wish her the very best as she goes back to school this fall as a junior at the South Carolina School for the Deaf and the Blind in Spartanburg. Thank you, Stacy. South Carolina Authors and Settings. If you are interested in reading books by South Carolina authors, or just reading books set in South Carolina, check out the list below. Sue Monk Kidd currently resides in Florida. These books are all set in South Carolina. DB55533, The Secret Life of Bees. DB60121, The Mermaid Chair. DB78079, The Invention of Wings. Pat Conroy. We lost him in 2016, but his books inspired by his life in the South Carolina Lowcountry will live on. DBC00088, The Boo. DB30051, The Great Santini. DB23429, The Lords of Discipline. DB25248, The Prince of Tides. DB40753, Beach Music. DB69381, South of Broad. Dorothea Benton Frank, born and raised on Sullivan's Island. DB52486, Sullivan's Island. DB53043, Plantation. DB56900, Isle of Palms. DB59026, Shem Creek. DB61752, Polly's Island. DB69787, Return to Sullivan's Island. DB71519, Lowcountry Summer. DB73375, Folly Beach. DB79566, The Hurricane Sisters. Mary Alice Monroe currently lives in coastal South Carolina. The Lowcountry is the setting for her books. DB71556, The Beach House. DB71557, Swimming Lessons. DB83651, Beach House Memories. DB77124, The Summer Girls. DB83241, The Summer Wind. DB83241, The Summer's End. Karen White currently resides in Georgia. All her books have a Southern theme, but her Tread Street mysteries are set in Charleston. DBC00007, The House on Tread Street. DBC00070, The Girl on Legree Street. DBC00071, The Strangers on Montague Street. DBC00072, Return to Tread Street. Staff Picks. DB83306, A Full Life, Reflections at 90 by Jimmy Carter. DB 84103, I love you, Ronnie. The Letters of Ronald Reagan to Nancy Reagan by Nancy and Ronald Reagan. DB 83461, Never Enough, Donald Trump and the Pursuit of Success by Michael D'Antonio. DB 073400, The Jefferson Key by Steve Barry. Author, Margaret Maron, Deborah Knott Series. Volunteer Appreciation. On April 20th, Talking Book Services hosted its annual Volunteer Appreciation Luncheon to recognize all our volunteers. Our volunteers work many hours assisting us in so many ways. They narrate books for us to record. They assist in editing recorded books. They assist with clerical work. The telecom pioneers repair digital players, and they even help you directly over the phones from time to time. We honored 49 volunteers who donated a combined total of 1,900 hours of service to the library. Frank Koppel, president of the South Carolina chapter of the National Federation for the Blind, was our speaker. He thanked the volunteers for their commitment to Talking Book Services. He expressed how much the service has meant to him personally, to his wife, and to the thousands of readers in our state. Heartfelt letters from patrons and their family members were also read to highlight how much our patrons love and depend on Talking Books. We recognized narrators and reviewers who helped to record and edit 14 books and many magazines. In the past year, the Telecom Pioneer Group repaired over 1,100 digital and cassette machines. We are fortunate to have interns from several University of South Carolina groups and the South Carolina Commission for the Blind. Dr. Marvin Ephraim, OD, was specifically recognized for his long-term dedication and volunteer spirit. Professionally, as an optometrist, he has improved the quality of life for a large number of South Carolinians who have benefited from his passion to help people with low vision. He was presented a plaque by Cindy Popenhagen, Chair of the Talking Book Services Advisory Council, and Sandy Knowles, Director of Talking Book Services. The inscription on the plaque read, "In appreciation of his many years as a member of the Talking Book Services Advisory Council and for his dedication to improving the lives of the blind and visually impaired in South Carolina." Thank you to all the people who make our service possible and who work to improve the lives of all South Carolinians. Tips for more efficient service. We are available to take your calls from 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Our toll-free number is 1-800-922-7818, and our Columbia number is 803-734-4611. We love hearing from you and giving you personalized service. To make sure you have the best experience possible, here are a few tips. For same-day service, please call us before 12 p.m. Books ordered after 12 p.m. will be shipped the next business day. Staff lunch hours are 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Your phone wait time may be a little longer during those hours. Please keep in mind when calling late in the day that we close at 5 p.m. Between the hours of 5 p.m. and 8:30 a.m., our phone calls go to voicemail. Calls will be returned the next day. You can leave book numbers on the voicemail and they will be added to your account. Please identify who the books or items are for. If you need books for the weekend, please call before Wednesday to ensure that we get them into the mail in time. 2016 Art Gallery Competition. This year, 49 students between the ages of 6 and 20 from around the state participated in the TBS Art Gallery Competition. There were three age groups and a first, second, and third place winner in each category. One special piece of art was selected by Lisa Aiken, director of the State Library, for the State Librarian Award. This artwork will be permanently exhibited at the State Library. This year, Maurice R. Wright won with his small, muted painting of A Good Day at the Ocean. Maurice was unable to attend the ceremony, but we made sure he got his trophies, one for first place in the age group 6 to 10, and one for winning the State Librarian Award. There were many wonderful entries, too many to share in this newsletter. However, to the right is the entry from Kaylin Bellow, who won first prize in the ages 16 and up group. It is a graphic depiction of a silhouette of two birds snuggling on a branch with the moon as a backdrop. On the following page is the list of winners and 14 entries that won honorable mention. Congratulations to all. Art Gallery 2016 winners, ages 6 to 10. First place, Maurice R. Wright. Second place, Sarah Nell Walling. Third place, Jessica Lindsay. Ages 11 to 15. First place, Kayla Kaufman. Second place, Hudson Taylor. Third place, Damian Custer. Ages 16 and up. First place, Kaylin Bellow. Second place, Horace Lott. Third place, Katie Roach. State Librarian Award, Maurice R. Wright. Honorable Mention, Kamara Boulware, Gabriel Grady, Elizabeth Greer, Caden Houck, Brandon Simmons, Jennifer Jamie Cruz, Wesley Davenport, Perrin Welchel, Grace Bridges, Ariana Freeman, Jacob Cooper, Mary Robinson, Pinar Kagler, and Stacy Etheridge. New in large print, LP 22220, Killing Monica by Candace Bushnell, humorous fiction. LP 22221, A Finely Knit Murder, A Seaside Knitter's Mystery by Sally Goldenbaum, cozy mystery. LP 22224, A Lover's Vow by Brenda Jackson, African American. LP 22225, Bad Blood by Mary Monroe, African American. LP 22226, Heartless by Mary Balog, romance. LP 22227, Earthbound, A Sea Haven Novel by Christine Feehan, romance. LP 22228, The Alpine Zen, An Emma Lord Mystery, Mystery and Detective. LP 22231, The Firebird by Susanna Kearsley, romance. LP 22233, The Rumor by Ellen Hildebrand, women's fiction. LP 22236, Country by Danielle Steele, romance. LP 22253, Die Again, a Rizzoli and Isles novel by Tess Gerritsen, mystery and detective. LP 22257, A Map of Betrayal by Ha Jin, family saga, Asian interest. LP 22295, The Nature of the Beast by Louise Penny, mystery and detective. LP 22296, Long Upon the Land by Margaret Maron, mystery and detective. LP 22297, Jack of Spades by Joyce Carol Oates, suspense. LP 22299, The Solomon Curse, A Fargo Adventure by Clive Cussler, action adventure. LP 22345, The Summer's End, A Lowcountry Summer Novel by Mary Alice Monroe, family story, South Carolina. LP 22374, Depraved Heart, A Scarpetta Novel by Patricia Cornwell, mystery and detective. Descriptive DVDs. Talking Books offers a selection of descriptive DVDs for its blind and visually impaired patrons. On a special audio track on the film, a narrator describes action, characters, locations, costumes, and sets without interfering with the dialogue or sound effects. The loan period for DVDs is 1 week. To receive an up-to-date bibliography of the large print books or descriptive DVDs in our collection, please call the library at 1-800-922-7818 or 803-734-4611. South Carolina Recorded Books, now on Bard. The books we have recorded locally are made available through Bard. Below are some of the latest editions. DBC 05150, Hush Now Baby, The Help Becomes Family, by Angela W. Williams. DBC 05175, Freedom's Child, The Life of a Confederate General's Black Daughter, by Carrie Allen McRae. DBC 05197, Deadly Censorship, Murder, Honor, and Freedom of the Press, by James L. Underwood. DBC 05198, The Sound of Glass, by Karen White. DBC 05200, The Stone Necklace, by Carla Damron. DBC 05202, Dragonwell Dead, by Laura Childs. Donations. Since July 1, 2014, we have received over $17,000 in donations as memorials or outright gifts. This is an amazing sum. The money is used to enhance the services we provide in a variety of ways. We appreciate the generosity of those that give, and we miss those patrons who have been honored with memorials. Remember that all donations are considered a charitable donation and therefore are tax deductible. When making a donation, please include the address of those to be notified for memorials or donations in honor of a special occasion or person. The donations are used to help us better serve our patrons. In this same time period, we have added a few hundred large print books, many descriptive videos, celebrated the work of our volunteers, and rewarded visually impaired students who entered our art gallery competition. Donations can be sent to Talking Book Services, SC State Library, P.O. Box 821, Columbia, SC 29202. Donations are used to enhance and improve library services. Please make checks payable to Talking Book Services. Thank you. We would like to thank the following people for their generous donations. Donor: Francis Derrick, Shirley Behrang Sands, Larry Windham, Celine Johnson, Eugenia Pinkins, Glenda Bailey, Nancy Allen, Robert Helmley, Lieutenant Colonel James Norris, Dr. and Mrs. Thomas Bowen Jr., George Warren, Robert Stout, Larry C. Varner, in memory of Nettie Knight, Betty L. Warren, in honor of Linda Varner. High volume digital player for hearing impaired. If you have a certifiable hearing loss that makes using the standard digital player difficult for you, the National Library Service has a high volume player with headphones available for those who qualify. The special player would replace your current machine. What you need to know to obtain one. It is supplied directly from the National Library Service, but must be requested through us. It comes with a warning label and will only work with the stereo headphones that are supplied with the machine. To qualify, you must submit certification of the hearing impairment from a physician or audiologist. Talking Book Services, 1500 Senate Street, Columbia, SC 29201. Mailing address, P.O. Box 821, Columbia, SC 29202. 803-734-4611. 1-800-922-7818. Fax 803-734-4610. tbsbooks@statelibrary.sc.gov. Hours: Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eligibility: persons unable to read or use materials as a result of temporary or permanent visual or physical limitations may receive services. Call for more information or visit our website, sctalkingbook.org. End of Connect the Dots. This newsletter is available in large print, in Braille, digital cartridge, and at www.sctalkingbook.org in print or audio formats. The announcements of products and services in this newsletter should not be considered an endorsement or recommendation by the library. Products and services are listed free of charge for the benefit of our readers. The library cannot be responsible for the reliability of products or services mentioned. This recording has been narrated by Carrie Stubbs in the studio of the SC State Library, Talking Book Services, July 2016.